From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. American boxing legend Muhammad Ali has died after battling Parkinson's disease for more than three decades. Ali was known for his bold language and self-promotion while he was actively boxing. He spoke with reporters before fighting world heavyweight champion Joe Frazier in 1971.
Joe's going to come out smoking, and I ain't going to be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
He loved his poetry. Ali, both beloved and controversial, so dominated professional boxing that Sports Illustrated magazine named him Sportsman of the 20th Century. Muhammad Ali dead at 74. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter is among defense ministers from the Asia-Pacific region taking part in the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. He told the defense ministers, security analysts, and scholars that there is growing anxiety about Chinese actions in the South China Sea and elsewhere.
China's actions in the South China Sea are isolating it at a time when the entire region is coming together and networking. Unfortunately, if these actions continue, China could end up erecting a great wall of self-isolation.
Chinese academics said today the United States, not China, is escalating tensions by sailing military ships and flying planes near China's territory. UN Security Council held an emergency closed-door meeting to deal with the blocking of humanitarian aid in Syria. Syria's UN ambassador, Basha Jafri, dismissed claims that his government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault held talks today to discuss specific challenges facing a proposed Israeli-Palestinian peace conference France would like to host. Mr. Kerry says both Israel and the Palestinians need to take immediate steps to demonstrate their interest in a lasting peace. David Keyes is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's spokesman.
Peace is not going to come through imposition. It's not going to come through a massive global conference with dozens of foreign ministers coming throughout the world. It's going to come when the Palestinian president agrees to actually sit down across the table from the Israeli Prime Minister, and every issue is going to be on the table.
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians attended a Friday meeting in Paris, where ministers from 20 countries met to hear France's plans for seeking peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. A new report finds the situation in eastern Ukraine remains volatile 2 years after war broke out between Russian-backed armed separatists and the government. We get more now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The latest UN figures show nearly 9,400 people have been killed and more than 21,500 others wounded since the conflict began in mid-April 2014. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA there is a worrying increase in heavy weaponry near the contact line.
There have been strongly credible reports of servicemen from across the border from Russia coming into and out of Ukrainian territory. And the same goes for heavy weaponry as well. There have been very credible reports.
The report accuses the armed rulers of eastern Ukraine of widespread human rights violations and abuses. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
10 refugee athletes from Africa and the Middle East will compete as a team in the upcoming 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. IOC President Thomas Bach spoke to reporters after the IOC executive board met in Lausanne, Switzerland. He said the refugee Olympians will be a symbol of hope to refugees everywhere.
It can send a signal to the international community that refugees are our fellow human beings and are an enrichment to society.
Athletes from the refugee team will march in the ceremonial parade of competitors from more than 200 countries when those games open in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on August the 5th. The Olympic flag will lead the refugees and the Olympic anthem will be played, Bach says, in their honor. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.